This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The jury has been selected for the trial of the paramedics charged in Elijah McClain's death, and opening arguments begin tomorrow. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Peter Chikuniak and Jeremy Cooper are accused of injecting McClain, who was restrained, with a large dose of ketamine. McClain died several days later. The 23-year-old was walking home from a nearby convenience store when he was stopped by police. Defense attorneys in previous trials said that ketamine was solely responsible for McClain's death. Both have pleaded not guilty to charges of manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, and second-degree assault. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A spacecraft built in Colorado has reached the 10th year of its mission to Mars. Mars Maven was built by Lockheed Martin in Littleton and carries experiments from the University of Colorado. CU planetary scientist Dave Brain said the findings are important.
What MAVEN has shown us is that a lot of atmosphere has been lost to space over time. So much atmosphere that it's no longer possible for liquid water to be stable on the surface. And that means Mars today doesn't have the right conditions for life to survive at the surface.
MAVEN also monitors two rovers operating on Mars. The federal government has proposed a new rule to raise Head Start teacher wages. The rule aims to address staffing shortages by increasing wages by over $10,000 a year. Head Start child care programs are experiencing higher than usual vacancies, similar to other preschool programs. Head Start is available to young families with household incomes below the federal poverty line. Nearly 10,000 children in Colorado are enrolled. This is CPR.